And now we have letters from the evening news.
There were many online comments when readers heard about the cancelled hospital appointments. Moosey T19 wrote, "The perils of an ageing population and a Conservative government." Brexit Now added, "Our health service is on the edge of total collapse with the effects of uncontrolled immigration." Here and There asked, "The real question is, if the JPH can keep cancelled operations down to a couple of hundred and King's Lynn down to 300, why can't the N&N? And Mr. Grouchy said neither the Tories or Labour will have grasped the nettle to try and solve the problems facing the NHS, as it would be a massive vote loser. The solution would be extra funding on a huge scale, more cuts elsewhere, or some sort of health insurance scheme as found in other European countries. The current NHS model is unsustainable and will slowly grind to a halt unless everyone in this country faces up to the fact that we'll need to pay more to fund a new system that is fit for purpose."
There were also many reactions to the proposal to close Prince of Wales Road to cars. Eve Collishaw of Constitution Hill in Norwich wrote, "What a waste of money. Millions have been spent on Prince of Wales Road for traffic lights and crossings for the drunken party people, and now the road could be closed off. How will anyone get to the expensive new car park in Rose Lane? Does anyone at City Hall realise what they are doing to this city? It really has become a no-go area. They want to spend money on roads and cycle tracks, but there's no mention of the really green people, pedestrians. The pavements in NR3 are in a disgusting state."
Moosey219 said, "No, it won't be like a ghost city. People said that about St Stephen's, and look at that. It's always busy. People with cars need to wake up and stop being so entitled. You aren't allowed to just drive and park wherever you like. Monkey Nuts does not think it'll make much of a difference. As someone who's quite keen on pedestrianisation, I'll admit I'm somewhat bemused by this particular closure. But I do not buy the ghost town idea. Never have. The city is simply too popular. If at some point the car parks end up being empty and are not packed most weekends, I'll happy change my mind. But my bet is that they will close this road, the car parks will still be packed, the shops won't notice any drop-off, and everyone will simply adapt." Sheen Sean Smith disagrees. "I come from Lowestoft, where pedestrianisation has killed the town centre. Little footfall means lots of shops have closed, just big chains and charity shops left."
And now back to the news.